Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was. Come on, church. When Jesus was. When my Jesus was. He washed my sins away. Happy day, oh happy day, when Jesus was, when my Jesus was, well I'm so glad he's washed, he washed my sins away, oh happy day. Sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Y'all remember the day? Amen. Good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. While Pastor makes his way around. Don't kill yourself over there, brother. A lot of wires.
Stepping and jumping. Get a chance to high step it. I got right. Well, welcome everybody this morning to Calvary Baptist Church. Say it's good to see you. And that gave me a chance to high step some things. So, but anyway, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. You glad you're saved? Say amen this morning. Amen. Amen. Glad I'm saved, and because of that, it is a happy day. And this has given me a chance to catch my breath from singing, oh, happy day. And I tell you, it's exercise being up here. And but anyway, we all need some exercise, don't we? Well, this is our kickoff to our 23rd annual Jubilee, and I think we deserve a round of applause for that. And just some personal connections with me and Jubilee. I can remember back when I first got saved, November 19th, 2002, being a member at Floyd Road Baptist Church. I was invited over here by a friend from Floyd Road. And in 03 was actually my first Jubilee I came to here. And so I can remember just all the excitement, but I can remember the diplomats as well. And you guys have had a special place in my heart ever since, Brother Jimmy, and we appreciate what you guys do. And looking forward to the meeting today, this evening. Please pray for all the singers and Brother TD and There he is, right on time. Well, you know, I had lunch Friday with Brother Snyder, and I said, Brother Snyder, you know, I want to use you somehow this Jubilee. So when Brother TD was getting right on time, I thought Brother Snyder might be the the step in. But anyway, looking forward to a great week, as we said. And remember, this coming, starting tomorrow at 5:30, we'll have our nightly supper at 5:30, and then singing will begin at 6:45. So remember that. And I guess the official start time, as I said on our calling post yesterday, would be 7, but singing starts at 6:45. So remember that. And we're just looking to have a great time. Well, I want to get out of the way and not bog us down with a bunch of announcements. We've come to celebrate Jubilee and get into revival mode. And so my prayer is this week is that the Lord will have his will and have his way, but also that we would allow him to, because the Lord wants to do great and mighty things in our hearts. Let's pray this morning, and we'll toss it back to Brother Allen. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name. Lord, the name that is above every name. Father, I'm thankful this morning that there's a spirit of excitement, anticipation of what you want to do this morning. Father, we're thankful for the diplomats that are here, and we've been planning for some time for them to come, as last year. Lord, I pray that you'll touch them in a mighty way, anoint them afresh and anew. And Father, I pray for Brother T.D. as he stands this morning, Lord. God's a man, I pray that you'd use him, Lord. Touch him physically, touch him spiritually, Lord. Touch him in the ways that he needs to be touched so that he can touch us through you. And Father, we want to be changed. And Father, I pray that you'd start with me and work your way through the crowd. And Lord, for the service tonight with Brother Sammy, and then Monday through Thursday, every person taking part, every singer, preacher, person that walks through the doors, I pray the Holy Spirit would greet them well. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Choir, would you stand with me? Church, would you stand with me? We have a great choir crowd here with us this morning. We are so excited to see you in the house of the Lord. As the pastor said, this is our 23rd annual Jubilee here at Calvary. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. It is an exciting time here, and we are excited for what the Lord has for us this week. Brother Jimmy and I were talking a few moments ago, and we have been together for over 20 years. That's a long time, and we still look young. Amen. Somebody say amen. Me and Jimmy said amen. Amen. But it's great to be in the house of the Lord together once again. And we are looking forward for what the Lord has in store for us this week. That's why we're here. Amen? And this morning I was speaking with the choir, and I said, you know, I said, Lord, here's what I've asked for him to do for me. You see, revival won't come for me if I don't ask him to do something for me. And here's what I said, and I'll be honest with you, this really hit home for me. I said, Lord, I need you to, oh, this hurt. I said, Lord, I need you just to lay me open. Oh, that's painful. Painful. But if he doesn't start revival in me personally, you see, nothing will happen for me. I need revival to start within me, in my home, in my church, and then revival will spread in the community. Amen? Do you understand? That's how revival comes. So pray that the Lord would start revival in you this week. Let's have a great time at Calvary this week. I hope everyone can be here for every service. Amen? Amen. Feel the place for the power and the anointing of God to touch your heart this week. And it will be an exciting time. Turn over to page number 393. And I'll tell you what, you're probably sitting next to or around someone that you've probably never seen before, never worshiped with before. Go around. It's good to see Miss Helen Bennett with us this morning. Haven't seen her, worship with her in a while. Go around, tell someone it's good to see them in the house of the Lord. Shake about 10 hands, then come back to your seat, and we'll sing When We All Get to Heaven. David, play that thing. Let's let the musicians play it one time. Everybody shake hands with somebody and say, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you. You can be seated, church. Choir, you can be seated as well. Let me say it is so good to see Miss Barbara Ann in the house with us this morning. Look right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the master physician. Would you agree with me, Barbara Ann? In charge and in control. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. It's also great to have Miss Glenda had a surgery this week, a little more extensive than she thought, and she's back in the choir in her place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miss Melita had surgery this week, and Brother Brian, she's at home recovering, and praise the Lord for that, and we continue to pray for her and pray for you, and pray for the children's home and the kids, and it's great to have Brother Snyder and Miss Marcia with us this morning. Amen. And it's great to have Brother T.D. with us, right, Brother Snyder? But it is an exciting time at Calvary. In a few moments, I will introduce to you our special singers. We all know who they are, but I'll introduce to them to you here in a few moments. And we're going to go to the Lord in a word of prayer. And ask the Lord to touch the service today. And ask the Lord to touch Brother T.D. Burgess today. And speak through him, through the power and the anointing of God, that he might deliver to us one more time the Word of God. And I'm looking forward to it. Amen. So in a few moments, if you will, join with me in a word of prayer. Let's please remember each night, again, the meal will be prepared by 5:30. Ladies, guys, if you will, bring some drinks each night, desserts each night, and the meal will be prepared. If you can help financially for the meal, it would be greatly appreciated. But it will be taken care of each night, starting on Monday night. Not tonight, but Monday night through Thursday night. Brother Sammy will be with us tonight. We got the Burgess crew with us today. Amen. Father and son duo. And Brother Sammy will come, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to be praying for him as well. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer and ask him to be with us in a very powerful way today. Are you excited about what God has for us here at Calvary today?
Amen.
Father, we love you. And we praise you. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we sense a spirit of excitement and a spirit of revival in this place here today. Lord, not a one of us can bring revival. But Lord, we know that you can. Lord, we know that you want to. In this crazy world that we live in today, Lord, we need revival. And Lord, we realize that. Lord, we realize that you're coming soon.
Amen.
And Lord, we want to be prepared, and we want to be telling everyone that we come in contact with that Jesus is coming soon. And Lord, maybe this week we can get something that might prepare us a little better to tell that good news that you are coming soon. Lord, there might be someone here today that's never accepted you as their personal Savior. And Lord, maybe today they'll realize that and come to know you as the Lord of their life. Lord, we see many friends, and Lord, we have some that are visiting with us today. And Lord, we pray that you would touch them in a very special way. And we thank you for allowing them to be a part of Calvary here with us today. Lord, some have not been able to be here because of sickness. And Lord, we thank you for bringing them to the house of God here today. Some have undergone surgeries this week, and Lord, you've brought them back into the house. And Lord, we thank you for that. Some are at home recovering from surgeries. And Lord, we pray that you'd have your healing hand upon them. Some are not here today for other reasons. And for whatever they are, Lord, we pray that you'd have your precious hand upon them as well. Now, Lord, we pray that you'd touch the offering, both the gift and the giver. You know exactly what is needed here financially. And Lord, I pray that you would touch Calvary. And Lord, I pray that you would bless the church. And again, Lord, I pray that you would bless your man this morning, Brother T.D. Burgess. that has carried the gospel, Lord, all over this country faithfully for so many years. Lord, thank you for allowing him to be with us here at Calvary one more time here this morning. And Lord, I pray that you'd use him today in power and the anointing of the call that you have placed upon his life. Lord, we thank you and we love him and Miss Joy, and what a blessing they are to us. Lord, help him to be a blessing today. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you for all that's done. We're going to praise you in advance now in Jesus' name. Amen. Two more quick announcements. There'll be no children's church this morning. You guys just stay upstairs for the Jubilee. And also, we will have Junior Jubilee each night during the week. Brother Brian does a tremendous job with our Junior Jubilee. So please bring your young folks, take them downstairs all through the week. Brother Brian will do a tremendous job with them. He will share with them the gospel on a level to where they can understand it, and it will be tremendous. You won't want them to miss that. They always do a tremendous job. And so you be, please be much in prayer for all of the week, all of the different areas of ministry. Pray for the choir this morning. We picked out a couple of songs. We know they're older songs. Had a couple of requests, and we have requests this morning. We pray that you will pray for Brother Randy in the choir as he sings and ministers to your heart through a song that we love that says, "I'm Amazed."
No one knew how alone I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Though I laughed and said my life was fine without you, you see, I was covering up those secret tears that I cried. But then one day someone told me of your mercy.
Amen. What about that?
And the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died to purchase my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed. Yes, it's true, there have been days when I failed you. Lord, you know that there's been times I've gone astray. But I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness. And your ear is open every time I pray. No one else has ever cared for me like you, Lord. You see other friends, they've never been as close to me. You see, I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow. Why? Knowing you are everything I'll ever need. I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you care through your precious blood. I found pardon and my sin.
Great to have little Jan back in the with us this morning. Would you this morning welcome to Calvary? I know they're no stranger to us. We are so blessed to have them with us this year at Calvary. Would you please make welcome the diplomats?
you see. I know, son. You know, when Justin called us, he was nice. He was very, very, very nice. And, but, Lord mercy, when I saw you, I was in shock again. But, God's people has to be the happiest people in the world. And, I'm glad to see Brother T.D. here this morning. I've got a special thing that I want to do for Snyder, if you'll get that. Yes. This is just for him, because I don't want to do this just for him this morning. I don't want to have to worry about doing it at nighttime. So if you'll get that, he loves that instrument. And he said something under his breath while I was up there. I don't know what he was talking about on that, but I want you to play this. Look at, when you do that, look at Snyder over there. Snyder, he's 27-year-old. He's from Tennessee. And everybody from Tennessee has an instrument like that. If they can't play an instrument, they move to Alabama. But Alabama play for Auburn. That's what they do. So, you got it? Boys, y'all got it? This is for Snyder now. Y'all just don't worry about it, okay? This is just for me. Ministry wasn't through. decided not to get another woman because we didn't need another boss. So we got the next best thing to do. That's her. But Harold, him and Peggy lives in Gainesville, Georgia, a beautiful family. And he had come off the road, he had been tired. He had filled in for us a few times when his reader was sick. But when he come, I called him and I said, can you help us out till we decide what we want to do? And God just led him to us. You know, if you just depend on God and just let Him take care of things, He'll supply your needs. And Harold sings a song that blesses my heart. And I want you to listen to it. It's his signature song. Set the scars in the hands of Jesus.
Yeah. join the diplomats this morning? Amen.
Now, see, I appreciate the Lord saving me. November 19th, 2002. Didn't know nothing about God. Didn't know nothing about the church. Been in drugs and drank alcohol. But on November 19th, 2002, in Smyrna, Georgia, at Iron House Fitness, a little hole-in-the-wall gym, my brother came in that night. He had recently gotten saved, and I said, "Chris, if I died tonight, do you think I'd go to heaven?" He said, "Justin, unless you get born again, you will die and go to a devil's hell." And so I went to the office. He said, "You can pray after me or you can pray yourself." I said, "I want to pray." I said, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and I know you died for me. Lord, when I die, would you take me to home, to heaven with you? Would you come into my heart, be the Lord of my life and change me?" Now, I can almost remember word for word what I prayed nearly 16 years ago. But I want to say there was a great jubilation, Brother Jimmy, the night I got saved, because my life was different. And I have by no means apprehended the cause fully as to why God saved me, but I'm chasing them. This morning I'm chasing the Lord, and I hope you are. And I want to say I appreciate the Lord this morning showing up. And not very often I get to sit and listen and worship, and it's a wonderful time when I get these opportunities. But appreciate you. Appreciate you, diplomats, each and every one of you. Thank you, choir. And at this time, we'll transition service. And where's Brother T.D. at? I'm in the thick of it, I'm telling you. I just love the Lord this morning. Appreciate his goodness. Brother T.D., as he's coming, I want to share one experience I have had with Brother T.D. just to connect us a little more. My first year here in Jubilee, 2003, I was just sitting out there, and I went in the parking lot after the service. And as I was passing by you, you told me to come to you. You probably won't remember this, but I do. You said, "Are you a preacher?" This was before I surrendered my call. I said, "Well, I'm not sure right now," but and then you gave me a book, and you said, "I thought you was a preacher." And Brother Teddy, I want to say I appreciate you pulling me to the side. That meant a lot to me. And it's an honor to have you this evening.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. And I told him, "Preachers like chicken." I'm honored to be here at my age. I'm honored to be in. You want me to use this? I'll just use this. That's okay. I thought we'd have a great service, but Brother Snyder turned up. He told me not to preach long. He should have practiced what he preaches. I'm glad to be here today. It's an honor, and I've been coming here many years, but I'm 88 now. feel like 58. Praise God. Honestly, our doctor, not last year, Miss Joy, we go to the doctor twice a year. That way you can get a physical. And so last year, her doctor, Dr. Lawrence, good Christian doctor, and he said, Joy, physically, said, you check out like a 60-year-old woman. Said, your husband checked out physically like a 62-year-old man, but he didn't say anything about mentally. Hallelujah. It's good to see you, man. Good to have me. You're glad you're saved. Well, why don't you look like it? I mean, man, praise God. I wish y'all could stand up here sometime and see if you could get blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm glad the Lord's here, and always wonderful to be here. Enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Now, I've given Sammy a good sermon, so he ought to preach good tonight. And now I've come to preach, and you've come to listen. If you get through before I do, just lift up your hand. And let's see here where I'm going. By the way, let me thank these dear people that sent us cards. Connie and Larry and Christy Teague, C.T. and Amanda Martin, Calvary Baptist Church family, Cheryl Millwood, Mary Rich, Lee Eller Richie, Proverbs 20:24, Billy Williams, B.J., and of course you got Catherine and Ceylon. Good gracious, I don't know who they are. But it's good to have Brother Jerry Goff. Where are you, Brother Jerry? Where is he? Oh, yeah. He always gives me $100 when he comes around, and I'm glad you and Miss Jan are here. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. I'll not preach long. We ought to be out here by 1 o'clock. Thank you, ma'am. Listen to this. I love the church that Jesus bought. I know that it is right. I go there Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. I love to sing the songs of God. Such worship must be right. This do I do on Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. God bless our preacher. Give him power and might. But put the sinner in his place. I won't be there Sunday night. I love to hear the gospel. It gives me pure delight. I hear it on Sunday morning, but not Sunday night. I go through the rain, sleet, and snow to do anything that's right, to be on Sunday morning, but not Sunday night. Some of you folks wrote this and sent it to me. Anyway, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you're saved? Hearing the word of God, chapter 18, and verse 41. And it said, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And there cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said unto his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And the Bible said he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. He said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass that on the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, and that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. There was a great rain. Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you now for the blessings of God, for the good singing and just the fellowship and the wonderful liberty of the Holy Spirit of God that's in this place. And I ask now that somehow I may, through the preaching of the Word of God, encourage somebody, speak to somebody's heart, and maybe somebody's lost, never been saved, that they would get saved by the grace of God. Thank you again. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in the Word of God, the Bible talked about Elijah on the mountain of determination. Elijah prayed, and you know what he said? I hear a roar of rain. It hadn't rained in many months, and it hadn't rained. But he said, I feel like it's going to rain. Verse 46, and his hand, the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And 18 miles to Jezreel. Jezreel, I thought, well, the Bible said he ran before Ahab. Now, if I believe what I'm saying, that 18 miles is a pretty good run. I mean, he must have been in good shape. But anyway, 18 miles, and he ran there, and he outran the chariot. But he was on the mountain of determination. Now, the key to victory is verse 41, that he believed God. We believe God. I tell you, if we'd believe God, I think sometimes we do, but we really don't. I mean, we kind of doubt what God says. But anyway, and he was determined to see God work. I wish our Baptist people would realize that God's still on the throne and that God's still able to work and do things as it did in the past, and God's still the same God. But what's happened, we've changed people down through the years, and we've never really seen an outpouring of the Holy Ghost of God. But here in the Word of God, the Bible said that he outran that, and he was determined to see God work. Now, he defeated the prophets of Baal, and he called not only fire from heaven, but he also rained. And one of the greatest days in Bible history, one of the greatest day in Bible history. Now, notice this. He defeated the prophets of Baal and all that. Now, number two, he's under the tree of discouragement. Did you ever hear about this guy going 95 miles the road down the highway, and the highway patrol got in behind him and finally pulled him over? And he said, "Sir, you were doing 95. And he said, "I know that." And he said, "You knew I was back there?" He said, "Yes, I knew you were back there. My wife ran off with another man. I thought you was him bringing her back." But here in the Word of God, great days out there. Now here is here is on the mountain of determination. And now we see him on the tree of discouragement. And, 85 miles, great day in the morning he got out of there. And here he is under a juniper tree, and a juniper tree is real low to the ground. And man, he crawled under there having a pity party. Have you ever had a pity party? Get the feeling sorry for yourself, and nobody's got problems like I got. Nobody's going through what I've got. Let me tell you, everybody has problems. Everybody have some kind of a problem. Maybe that's some of you today are going through here, your children, your grandchildren, our work or whatever, but everybody. But I found out one thing. Here he is under that juniper tree, and all that, just crawled under it. Now, he said, "Let me die. Let me die, man, alive here after all that God." How many has God been good to you? See, man? But somehow or another, we get the doubting God. Oh, you can't have revivals anymore. You can't have this anymore. God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God for that. Amen? Amen. Let me die wallowing in self-pity. But I like what the Bible said. An angel came and touched him. An angel came and touched him. Man, I thought, wow. And he's just right under that tree. And he said, God touched him. And because God touched him, he was able to run. Now, listen. Three things he did. Number one, he was a man of prayer. But he forsook his prayer. My life and your life is no stronger than your prayer life. I'll repeat, we are no stronger than our prayer life. Would you believe? I mean, I asked several years ago. I was in a meeting. I said, how many would you pray? And a certain time, and this, that, and the other. And I lined it up. But you know what? I had a lot of them call me and said, preacher, I have really changed since I started my prayer life. I think every day, I've heard people say, I can't pray in public. You talk in public. I mean, saying you talk to God in public. You can. Many years ago, I was driving up the interstate, and I got to praying. Next thing you knew, I got happy. Next thing you knew, I was doing 85, and the next thing you saw was the blue light. And I was coming from North Carolina when I was pastoring in Temple Baptist in Chattanooga. Now I was coming down the interstate and tried to get home. I had something after Friday night service and had something that I wanted to get accomplished before Sunday. And, man, I was going down through there doing 85 miles an hour. Next thing I know, blue light. And that guy, he got in the car with me, and after he wrote me a ticket, and I said, sir, I'm a preacher, and I've been in a revival meeting. And I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. And we talked a few minutes, and he said, well, I better let you go. You got to go home. Next week, I came back the same route, same spot, another blue light. And I thought, wow, I'll learn one of these days to slow down. But here, God Almighty, one time here, let me die. But now listen, an angel touched him. I like it. Arise, eat. This lady in North Carolina several years ago, I was in a meeting, and she said to me at service, said, my husband has died. And he said, preachers, you'd come to my house all the time. But would you and the preacher come to my house for a piece of pie and a cup of coffee? I said, well, if the pastor wants to, I don't make any decisions when I'm with somebody. I said, if he wants to, we will. And so he asked, he said, that'd be fine. And so we went over there. 15 minutes. But before then, I pigged out. I was eating at the Rainbow Hotel Motel and there in Chilhowee, Virginia. And they had a good meal, and I was full. I'm talking about full. And I thought, well, anybody have a piece of pie and a cup of coffee? Got over there and knocked on the door. 15 minutes from the time I got up, was knocking on the door, and she came to, oh, well, I'm so happy to have you. We used to keep preachers all the time and feed them, and we're glad to have you and the preacher with us. I said, it's on our honor that you would, ask us to come. And so, piece of pie, cup of coffee. Got in there, the whole table was filled. I said, ma'am, you told me for a piece of pie and a cup of coffee. Oh, I couldn't let a preacher come to my house for just a little piece of pie and cup. Now, I put a little of each thing, just a little. And that lady said, oh, you don't have anything. And she picked up each bowl. And I said, ma'am, that's it. I got it down, I'll never know. And then when I got through eating, she said, have a piece of pie. I said, I don't really care for any. She said, but I made it just for you. And I said, well, maybe just a little piece. Would you believe I got a third, and the preacher got a third, and she got a third? And when I got up to preach a little later that night, I'd go, hallelujah, Hallelujah, Barb. I mean, I'd never been that full in all of my life. But I'm glad, thank God, one day I got saved and I got full. God. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Amen. We're no longer we're no stronger than what it takes to stop us. We're no stronger than what it takes to stop us. Number one, again, he forsook his prayers. Number two, he focused on his problem. And number three, he flirted with the flesh. Get to feeling sorry for yourself. I mean, man, if you don't pray, you're not going to be a strong Christian. I said, if you don't pray, you're not going to be a strong Christian. How wonderful. I mean, if I'm not, Joy, if Joy, Miss Joy's not with me, we call each other. I don't know. Just all during the time. Because I like to talk to her. And God Almighty. Hallelujah. I want my commitment to be totally to Jesus Christ. Totally. When I pastored, I was always there on Sunday. The whole time I pastored, I was on Sunday. I didn't leave till after church on Sunday night. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be there. One time I had Brother Mays Jackson when I was pastoring, and he was in meeting with us. And I took my son Sim to the doctor. He had bronchitis or something. And I got over there, and I was kind of wheezing in my chest. And that nurse said, I knew her, went to high school with her. She said, I better check you. I said, there's nothing wrong with me. Come find out it was. I had walking pneumonia. Doctor said, I got to put you in a hospital. I said, no, I'm in a meeting over there. And he said, well, I can give you the shots. He said, do you have anybody that could give you a shot? I said, my wife. Don't ever do that. Hallelujah. But my God, you can always count on him. You can always come to him. Amen. I got to thinking this morning, God has already been through the martyr. And the next day, he's already come through. But I'm glad he's been through. As you walk with him. Hallelujah. Bible said God met him there. God met him there. Hallelujah. God has met us here this morning. God will meet with us again tonight if he hasn't come. I was preaching some time ago and I said, hope the Lord comes on a Sunday night. Right in the middle of the sermon, the preacher disappears. And the chairman of the deacon said, where did that preacher go? Hallelujah. Now, notice he's in a cave of despair. If you look in verse 8, 9, and 10, notice here. We say, I've been faithful, Lord. I did all this happen to me. Now, God doesn't want us comfortable in some dark, damp place and a rotten cave. God wants us to, he wants to deliver you here this morning. God wants to, whatever's holding you back, whatever. Hey, listen, did you know churches are closing on Sunday night? You know why? Because people don't come. You know why many of them quit having midweek service? People won't come. What I'm trying to say, we're settling under the juniper tree instead of getting where God wants us to be. Can I get an amen right there? Amen. Well, I'm the only one left. No, there were 7,000 that was left and wallowing in his self-pity. Now, listen to what God said. What are you? What are you? I want to say, what are you going through the valley? What are you? That's what he said here. What are you doing? all the people in the world. Hey, you've been on the mountaintop, and now here you are. The fire came down, the rain came, and the rays, the withered sun said, what are you? What are you? And then it says, doing. And when you get that way, you're not doing anything. You go to church, but you're not doing anything. You just go through this. Well, preacher, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. You don't understand. Hey, God, it wants first place in your life. He gave his life for you, and I want to give everything. Somebody said, when you're going to retire, I'm not. I might have to quit sometime, but the fire is still burning. The fire is still burning that I started with, and even more greater today because I know I don't have much time. But thank God, I want to give it everything that I have, and while I live, hallelujah, I don't want to end up someplace. And he says, what are you doing here? Lord, I'm just feeling sorry for myself. Now, I want you to come on down here. First of all, he forsook his prayers, focused on his problem, and then he flirted with the flesh. Now, Elijah now is on the mountain of deliverance. He said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. Take action. Go forth and stand. Behold, the Lord passed by. Behold, the Lord passed by. And the Lord is passing by now. Elijah went out to do some of the greatest days of his ministry. I'm talking about he crowned kings. He called prophets. He conquered armies. He heard a still small voice of the Lord. And he rose and went. I want to ask you, what are you accomplishing for Christ? What are you really doing in your life? I want you to know that one day we'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of our life, of our faithfulness and dedication and everything else. And listen to this. He started on the mountain and ends on the mountain. Discouragement turned to deliverance. Isn't discouragement is not a dead end, but a turn in the road. Let me show you this. A tide, go down to the ocean, and the tide, sometimes that ocean goes way out. I've been in there where, he was, went way out. Looked like it never come back. But at the lowest point, was the turning of the tide. The lowest point in your life could be the turning of the tide. Not Alabama Crimson Tide, but God's tide. Maybe you're here today going through that. Right here. But at the lowest ebb is the turning of the tide. Everybody goes through discouragement. Everybody has trials. Everybody goes through them. As a pastor, you do that. People don't understand the pastor. See, when a man is pastoring, he cares for everybody. Everybody is a burden, could put a possible burden. You say, well, how come? Well, maybe sickness, hospital, this, that. A lot of things happen, and you want the pastor to be there. Well, that's what we do. But don't lose that closeness with God. Will you just search yourself for a minute? I remember when I got saved. I was 12 years old. I turned around and joined the church. Just having a baptizing in a creek that afternoon. Went down there in a creek at the lower end of Fort Payne, Alabama. And I got a picture in my billfold. And about 50 yards was a dead hog up that stream. But I got baptized. I ran back to church that night. And every time they had a testimony meeting, I testified. And I remember when an old man came up to me and he said, son, you'll get over it. Hey, I didn't. It's better today than it's ever been in my life. Hallelujah. closer. Just give me a closer walk with God. Leave here with a closer walk with God. Win somebody. Take somebody. I don't know how heaven's been or is. I don't know what we'll do. But I know we'll know each other. There won't be any marrying, giving in marriage. I know that. But I've asked the Lord, let me live next to this joint. Whatever it is, it'll be well worth the journey. I've given your very best. When I was in the Army, they gave me a promotion because they watched me. I worked at DuPont Company. And when I left, I always went over your record when you left. And I left DuPont Company. And Carl Owens was a good Christian man. And he said, Tommy, what are you going to be doing? And I said, I told him I was going to be assistant pastor. He said, how much are you going to be making? And I said, $50 a week. He said, you'll never make it. I'm still going. And he said, are you sure? Said, they've watched you work. And you don't know this, but they're going to make you a foreman. And they said you'd make a good supervisor because of what you did. And I said, I appreciate that. But there's a higher calling of God. I've got to. My dad was a preacher. His daddy, preacher. Mother's daddy, preacher. I'm a preacher. Sam's a preacher. And I got a grandson preacher. And they all like chicken. How about you? I was in Chilhi, Virginia. And a young man, he's a quarterback for Chilhi High School. And family was very poor, didn't make a lot of money back in those days. And one night at church, this lady came up and said, could you go to the courthouse with my son? She said he's got to go before because he was didn't have a tag or something, whatever it was. I said, sure, I'll be glad to. And so I got permission. I told him, I said, Jimmy, I'll do my best. I'll try to get in and see the judge and before. And I got permission to go in the judge, and the door was still open when I got in. And he said, preacher, I can't help you here because all my records are up there now. If they were still here, I could. But he said, I'll help him when he comes. And I sat there and watched people as they stood before that judge. I mean, man, they were shaking. I remember one lady. I mean, she was really shaking. Really shaking. And the judge said, ma'am, how fast were you going? She said, 35 miles an hour. And I can see him laugh now. He said, I kindly believe that you was going faster than that. He said, they got you going 85 yards down the median, crossing the interstate and knocking a post down over there. And I left there, and I said, Lord, when I come before the judge of all judges, I want to have a good record. I want to give you, and hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. If you're here today not saved, if you're here this morning and you're just a Sunday morning Christian, you need to stop and realize that we're representing Jesus Christ. Let's stand with our heads bowed. They're going to come and sing. While your heads are bowed. How many back to their nose while your heads are bowed? How many of you lift up your hand and say, "Preacher, I know I'm saved." Lift it up real high. "I know that I'm saved." Aren't you glad you can do that? I wonder how many here will be honest with yourself and say, "Preacher, I'm not faithful. I'm not committed as a Christian ought to be." Or maybe just gotten cold in your heart. You say, "Pray for me." God bless you, and you, and you. God bless you. Why don't you make your way down? Let us pray, will you, sir? Leave here closer to God. Leave here where you need to be with God. In the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God. How many of you got lost loved ones? Lift up your hands. How many of you got people you know who dropped out of church? What are you doing to help them? What are you doing? We are to love one another. Get them ready. I'm telling you, the Bible talked about the coming of the Lord. It would be as it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Not too long ago on Fox News, it said the world filled with violence. World filled with violence. Lot said in his day was homosexuality. They come out now. They've come out of the closet. These are great sins. We need a real move of God in our hearts and lives and rescue those. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, while he sings, please, let's let the Holy Spirit of God speak to your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, to Jesus.